I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, February 6. Coming up, Tourism Ministry expecting 450,000 Canadian visitors this year. HeartTrust NTA signs agreement to provide skills training for the BPO sector and major cleanup exercise underway on Refuge Quay. The news in detail after the break.
Know someone here or in the diaspora who has made significant contributions to the social, economic, cultural, or political development of Jamaica? Nominate them for the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation. Nomination forms available at jis.gov.jm or from the Protocol Department of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM. Send completed forms to the Chancery of the Orders of the Societies of Honor, OPM, 1 Devon Road, Kingston, 10. Nominations close February 16.
Now the news. The Ministry of Tourism is expecting up to 450,000 visitors out of Canada this year, continuing the strong growth in tourist arrivals out of that North American country. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica welcomed 405,000 visitors from Canada last year, up from 370,000 in 2016, a 9% increase.
But we're expecting an increase of 40,000 or so more Canadians to come to Jamaica this year.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in an interview with JIS News following his return from Canada, where he met with tourism stakeholders and groups. Another 35,000 street lamps are to be installed this year under the Smart Light Emitting Diode LED Streetlight Program. The initiative, which is being implemented by the government in partnership with the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, aims to reduce the country's energy costs and increase the use of renewable energy sources. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says some 37,000 LED street lamps have been installed by the JPS across 9 parishes since the rollout of the program last year.
We're using more energy efficient streetlights, so reduce the cost. And so while we move towards using more renewable, more cleaner energy sources, we have to ensure that at the same time we conserve. So it's a holistic approach that we are taking as relates to offsetting our energy bill and at the same time preserving the environment.
Minister Wheatley adds that the smart LED lighting technology allows for remote reading of the consumption of each lamp, identification of out-of-service lamps, and control over the light intensity. The smart LED streetlight program will target 110,000 streetlights across Jamaica over the next 3 years. The HeartTrust NTA has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Business Process Industry Association of Jamaica, BPIAJ, to provide skills training for Jamaicans who desire to work in the growing business process outsourcing, BPO sector. Chairman of HEART's Board of Directors, Edward Gabidon, says he's pleased to be officially partnering with the BPIAJ to provide hundreds of Jamaicans with training, skills development, qualifications, and job opportunities.
HEART, the new entity, has a mandate to provide training, and training that is industry-specific and training that will help us to grow our economy.
Mr. Gabidon was speaking at the MOU signing ceremony on Friday. Meanwhile, President of the BPIAJ, Gloria Henry, says her organization is also pleased to be partnering with HEART Trust as it will help to build the talent pool needed for the sector to thrive and attract new investors to Jamaica. And Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, and the University of the West Indies, UWI Center for Marine Sciences, have partnered to undertake a major cleanup exercise on Refuge Quay. Social impact specialist at KFTL, Chanel Fingal Robinson, says the initiative is well needed, as the continual flow of solid waste onto the mangrove island, located within the Kingston Harbor, has been affecting the various bird and plant species, many of which are only found there. The project was started, she adds, following consultations with the Port Authority of Jamaica, the National Environment and Planning Agency, as well as the Ministry of Agriculture's Fisheries Division.
So the total investment that we've made into this Refuge Quay restoration project is $110,000. We formed a technical working group where we also invited UWI, Center for Marine Sciences, and 3 projects actually came out of that initiative, 3 project proposals. The first one is the cleanup and mangrove restoration of Refuge Quay.
So far, more than 4,200 bags of garbage have been collected across more than half of the quay. The cleanup will continue throughout February. Plans are also underway to replant mangrove seedlings and establish a barrier around the island to prevent further damage. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.